like I'll share with you on this week's Parsha B'Shalach, something very nice from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. The end of this week's Parsha, we have the whole story and the mitzvah of erasing Amalek's name. The Eibush that tells Yeshua, Ki mochoi emcha, I will erase the name of Amalek. We have the Parsha of Amalek twice in the Torah, once in the our Parsha B'Shalach, and once in the end of Parsha's Kiseise. And we actually read both of them during the Yom Tov of Purim, as we know. On the day of Purim, we read today's, the end of this week's Parsha. And then Parsha Zocher is the end of Parsha's Miketz, the Maftir. But now in week's Parsha, it says, Mochoi emche, I will erase. In Parshas Zohar, in Kiseisa, it says, Debishter is a command for us. Timche, you should erase a Zechar Amalek, the remembrance of Amalek. The simple reason why we read it during Purim is because Haman is called Haman Hagogi. He came from the family of Agog. And in the Haftorah of Parshas Zohar has the whole story of Agog. And he was Ha'amaleki. He came from Amalek. So this is the same descendants. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has many beautiful, beautiful remozim on this week's Parsha in connection to Purim. First he asks, why does the Torah say three expressions? Mochoi, Emcha, and Timcha. Why three? Everything has a reason in the Torah. So first he explains something very beautiful. In the Pasuk right afterwards, we'll see how this connects to Haman. It says, what's the clip of Amalek? So it says, Kiyad al Keisko. So Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Keis is Chof Samach. There's missing an Aleph at the end. It's supposed to mean Kisei, Hashem's throne, Hashem's seat, like his chair. So there's missing over there. That Aleph. Kes also means to cover. Kes Ko. Ko means the first two letters of Hashem's name. There's missing the letters of Vovhe. Hashem's name is not complete. So this Amalek and this Haman, this family, evil family, they want to make sure that Hashem's name is not complete and Hashem's throne is not complete. When Mashiach will come, as Rashi brings down, then it will be Hashem Shalom v'Kisei Shalom. Hashem's name will be complete, and also his and also his throne will be complete. I'm not going to go into it now. You can learn in many, many Mamori Chassidus what's the Aleph and what's the Vovhei that's missing. And the Rebbe explains in many Mamorim, the Aleph goes on the Muna. And the Vovhei, in a nutshell, we always spoke that the Yud-Kei of God's name is the intellectual capacity of a person, like it says in Tanya. The Vav is a person's emotional feeling, his love and fear to Hashem, his awe to Hashem. And the final He is his action. And that's the clip of Amalek and Haman, that they say, oh, you know what, it's good you understand, no problem, be intellectual person, but it shouldn't come down into your heart, don't bond, don't connect to it. Because the moment you'll have love of Hashem, fear of Hashem, you'll do mitzvahs, and that's the blockage. So they say, yeah, Yud-Ke you can have, and also case, we want to cover it up. Don't make sure that what you have in your mind and your understanding of Torah should penetrate and have an effect on your emotional feelings. They want to make that blockage, as we spoke many times. So first says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, this very nice thing. Since there's over here an attack on three things, there's the Aleph from the Kisei. They don't want to make the throne complete. They don't want to make Hashem's name complete. So they take away the Vov and the He. That's why there's three times Mochoi, Emche, and Timche. To tell you, oh, I'm going to erase this clip of Amalek. In all three areas, the Jewish people's faith will be strong. And also, the understanding what they have in Torah will come down into their heart, their emotional feelings, and also into their action. Hashem's name will be complete, which means it will illuminate us in all our capacities. Now comes Rabbi Levitsky with a beautiful remez. You see how it's hinted also in the name of Haman. Haman adds up to 95. Hey Memnon. That's exactly the same gematria as Keska. Case is 80. Yudke is 1595. So Haman, in his numerical value, 95, he tells you, I'll tell you what I'm all about. I want there should be only Keska 95. You shouldn't have the throne complete. You shouldn't have that Aleph. And you shouldn't have that Vovhe, Hashem's name shouldn't be complete. That's the klipa of Haman. Now with this, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says a very beautiful, interesting remez. In the three words of Mochoi, Emche, and Timche. With this, he explains an interesting question that really the Al-Sheikh asks and many Mefoshim ask. You have in the, we call the Yom Tov called Purim. Now really, it says, Haman, he pulled poor who are garbly through the lottery. The word is really poor. Lottery. So why do we call it Purim? A Lashon Rabbim, a plural expression. Purim. Like many Purims. Also, the Rebbe's father brings out, Purim sometimes in the Megillah is spelled with a Vav. Pei Vav Resh Yud Mem. And sometimes it's spelled Pei Resh Yud Mem. Without the Vav. And he has explanation on each one. Everyone has, there's a reason for each one of them. But here he's going to explain why it says Purim, Al-Kain Kodashmai Purim, without the Vav. And he says a very interesting remez. When you say, if you take the words Mochoi, Emche, and Timche, Mochoi, let's add it up. Mochoi is 53. Emche, 54. Timche, 453. Add it up together. 53, 54, 453, you would get the 560. Everything is exact in the Torah. Now, we said Purim, look at the words over here. Purim is as if, without the Vav, is as if it says the hint over here is the remez, as if it says, Pei Resh, Pur, without the Vav, Pei Resh, double, Purim, Lashon Rabbim. Pei Resh is how much? 280. Purim, twice Pur, is 560. So in the word Pur, we call it Purim, to hint to us, this Haman will not be successful. He wants to make that Hashem's throne shouldn't be complete. And his name comes Hashem and says, Mochoi, Emche, Timche, three times against this concealment of Hashem's throne and his name, adds up Mochoi, Emche, Timche to 560. And that is Purim. Par twice, 280 twice to tell you this is the miracle of Purim. To erase Amalek, to erase Haman. Mochai, Emcha, Timcha, 560 twice par. And what will be? Hashem's name will be complete. And his throne will be complete. A Jew will be permeated with his connection to Hashem in all aspects. This is the beautiful explanation of why it says three times. And it's a beautiful remez why it's called Purim Lashon Rabbim.